What is going on, everybody? It is Monday, March 9th. Early in the morning, I hope, if you're listening to this. Which brings us to the subject. Are you a morning person or a night person? Are you an early bird or a night owl? We'll get into that in a few seconds. Just let me do my little plugs. Make sure to check me out on Instagram, IonHealth, EyeOnHealth. Check me out on Twitter, at the Ralph William on Twitter, for the archived version of Podbean's live cast. Check me out on mixcloud.com. Search the Ralph William podcast on mixcloud.com. I do a live stream on Podbean, podbean.com, every Wednesdays at 5, Fridays and Saturdays at 7 p.m. So make sure to download the Podbean app, whether it be your desktop or your mobile device, and join in on the festivities. If you're looking to update your shoe game or just getting some vintage shoe wear for the springtime, check out FabFabe81 on eBay and get your hookup for some new foot apparel. If you're in the Orlando area and you're looking to fill your shelves, your bars, your grocery stores, your bodegas, or you're prepping in your basement and you want to stock up on fine food and wine, make sure to email LUROCK22@yahoo.com. I'm going to leave that in there. LUROCK22@yahoo.com. That's LUROCK22@yahoo.com. All my links and details are in the description box below, so you can go check it out. All right, make sure to check out American Killer Bees in PA. American Killer Bees in PA. They do Muay Thai, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, boxing, cardio kickboxing, and many more exercise regimens. So make sure to check out American Killer Bees at their social medias and book your free class today. All right, guys, let's get into the episode. What is going on, everybody? Thank you for joining the Ralph William podcast on Podbean and Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. First off, I just want to say thank you to all the listeners and supporters of the live stream that I do on Podbean every Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. All your great support, your great words, your engagement in the chat. And you guys were able to get me to the number one spot on the Podbean rankings. And I greatly appreciate that. And I greatly appreciate you. Thank you very much. And I hope I keep seeing you guys coming back and bringing your friends and sharing and chatting and just getting to know each other, way more. Way more? Is that proper English? Getting to know each other more and just interacting and growing the community. I just want to say thank you very much for that. Now, my disclaimer, I am not an expert. I am not in this field. I'm just a regular dude trying to learn a lot about a subject and regurgitating it back to you guys in a simple way that sticks to me. So if for any reason you want more details or specifics, please check the show notes below. and do the research and then some, and you can come up with your own conclusions and get more in depth. And let's get started. All right. You know, as a kid, we all get into the habit of wanting to stay up late like an adult and try and push past our bedtimes and things like that. And since we were young, we were pushed by our parents to try and go to sleep at a reasonable hour so that you'd be able to get up early and go to school or get a head start on your chores, trying to get you ready for the world, the real world, where everybody gets up early, goes to work, comes home, hang out with the family for a little bit, and then go to sleep at a reasonable time, preferably after watching your favorite nighttime shows, maybe going to sleep around 10 o'clock. That is the ideal. But with so many different personality types and so many different kind of lifestyles out there, it is not the same for everybody. You have people that have nighttime jobs that have to sleep later in the day. You have people that have morning jobs, they got to get up early, or jobs where they have to get up extra early to get to work. And some people that have so much freedom that they're able to flex their time whenever they feel like it to go to sleep and get up. Now, I'm going to try and tackle this subject of the early bird and the night owls. And there is good and bad in both. But there are certain things that are surprising with these two that I'm going to get into. And it kind of disrupted my bias a little bit. For me, I try, or I used to be able to get up early. Like I sometimes prefer it. Of course, I've gone through periods in my life or eras in my life where I go to sleep late, wake up late, you know. But for me personally, I feel I am at my best when I get up early. And for some reason lately, if you've been following my podcasts, in my, I guess, my New Year's goal, or, you know, what I'm shooting for, is getting up early. And I've been doing that since before the beginning of the year, maybe around December, maybe before that. And it seems to be something that I have come accustomed to a lot easier. I feel, you know, I think I feel my best, or I get a lot of things done getting up early. Of course, there are downsizes, whatever. There are some negative things in being those kind of people that I'm going to get into. But for me personally, I feel like it's best to get up early when nobody else is awake. You get your personal things done, the things that you hold dear to you, yourself, done and out of the way. Because for me, I use that time to get up to get my stretching and my exercise out of the way. And it helps me in, for my mental health for the rest of the day. And I find that that process works a lot better than when I used to go through my day and then maybe go to the gym, you know, later on in the day or in the middle of the day and do a workout. Like, you know, I've done it, you know, but for me, I found that the later the day goes, the less I want to do anything. Like, I want to get things done first so that I can relax at the end of the day. I don't really care much for having to work later, you know? For some reason, I prefer doing things early in the morning. That way, I don't have to worry about it later. So, but that's just me. And it's not something that everyone should do, or it's not a one-size-fits-all thing for everybody. Because everybody, just like we have different tastes and opinions and personalities, everybody has a preference of sleep. And there are pros and cons to each and every one of those preferences. So I'm going to attempt to dive in and give you guys some information in a simple way. At least the information that stuck to me. So if you want details, like I said before, check the show notes. The first thing that I found that was interesting is that people's sleep preference is genetic. It is a genetic identity that is passed to you, probably from our ancestors, how some people or some whatever tribes or however we were way back in the day, some were had to stay up to at night or be more aware at night because of predators, or they were out up protecting others that were sleeping. So in that sense, it kind of passed down genetically, because genetics has a way of forming your circadian rhythm, or your chronotype, or your sleep time in your body. Your body has a way of knowing, you know, what the time you wake up, and then with that information, they're able to figure out, okay, this is usually the time we eat, and your body gives us signals to eat. And then depending on the physical exertion you do throughout the day, it releases signals to make you, you know, all right, this might be time to go to sleep or fall asleep. And you get into a pattern and an order. So for some, they're able to go back and forth. But those that go against their chronotype, it seems to make their day a little bit difficult. Now, I'm not really big on giving out numbers and things like that and research, but I'm going to do my best. One of the ways that they were able to find the genes and correlate that with sleep times and et cetera, researchers pulled data from, get this, from the 23andMe program out there, and they were able to get that along with data from the UK, where they're following about 700,000. No, I'm sorry, that might be wrong. I'm sorry. The they used for their data samples from the 23andMe and the Biobank in the UK, which is a charity that has about 500,000 participants' samples, whether it be urine, saliva, or blood. So your gene, your samples that you're giving out to these 23andMe's and a lot of things like that are going to be used for studies like this and maybe cloning. Who knows? That's a whole nother story. But out of all those, all the sample data that they had at their disposal, they used about 700,000 candidates for their, for the scientists' study in this regard anyway. And most of the participants were folks of European origin. Previous studies were able to find 24 variants in the genome that had to do with sleep times and sleep, your chronotype. But with this big study, they were able to find even more, about 327 more genomes that had to do with your chronotype. The results of that study found that people that were early morning risers had a significant noticeable well-being and lower risks of schizophrenia and depression. That was reported in the Journal of Nature Communication. Now, of course, those that are night owls have a higher chance of having high blood pressure, the depression, obesity, type 2 diabetes. Overall, they tend to be a little less healthier than the early risers. Now, of course, it seems to me that that is where the obvious is, a you know, it's apparent, is in terms of physical health, mental health, I guess. But the rest is what is not shocking, but just interesting, because I never knew. And it kind of makes sense to me. Night owls are smarter than those who are early risers. Huh. Go figure. They seem to have more creativity. They seem to think more outside the box, which kind of makes sense, because we are all bred or conditioned to go with the flow of society, and the society calls for you get up early in the morning, go to work, come home, go to sleep at a reasonable time, do it all over again. Whereas night owls, they stay up, they're probably thinking about other things, they're not kept in a box of society where they have to go to sleep at a certain time, wake up at a certain time, step by step do the same thing that everybody else does. So in a way, that kind of makes sense to me. I just found it interesting because it's not something that, you know, you would know about. Now, another thing that I found interesting is not only are night owls more intelligent, or they score higher on the intelligence test, they have higher IQs, they also seem to be better lovers. That's right. They seem to have more game than the early risers. Let's dive into that for a second. For the obvious reasons, and this is me spitballing, I don't recall this in my research, but for the evening types, the one they stay up later, probably have more opportunities for socializing and going out on dates, meeting a lot more new people, whereas the early risers are a little blocked off from the social aspect because they're used to going to sleep early, and apparently all the good things in life happen at night. When you're going out, you're making plans, going out with your friends, going out with that significant other, going to the bars, going to the clubs, going to a movie, maybe going to a hotel for a sneak quickie or something. But a lot of that aspect is going to happen in the evening hours. So that leaves the individual to have more opportunity and more experience. So, of course, I would feel that they would be better lovers because of more opportunity. That's just me, you know, spitballing about it. But not only that, they did find a link of evening hour people and infidelity. So there's some good, but there's also some bad. So if you're an evening night person, night owl, there are links between being that and infidelity. Now, another thing that I found interesting, and for you betting guys out there who like to gamble or just like statistics in general, here's a little statistic for you, unless you, maybe you probably already know, but for baseball players, the night owls seem to play better baseball than the early morning risers. Huh. Why is that? Some study shows that night owls, the strength, their body strength seems to increase in the evening hours. And not only their body strength, but their mental stamina is also increased in the evening hours. So this might play a role in baseball players who are night owls, and they might play an afternoon game. Now, don't count out your early risers. They tend to be more cooperative, persistent, more agreeable. They tend to be more conscientious and productive. They tend to procrastinate less. Now, there is a term called social jet lag, which is used to describe night owls that are forced to wake up early, i.e. go to work early, and they seem to have a social disconnect with people. They seem to obviously lose more sleep and are involved in more emotional distress when they are forced to go against their chronotype, which will obviously make them less happy. It would make anybody less happy if they went to sleep at 2 in the morning and they had to get up and be at work by 8. So that's kind of a no-brainer there. When some researchers asked the question, which is better, to be a morning person or a night person, there seems to be a lot of different responses. But one response was interesting. They said that although morning people may perform or achieve more academically, the night owls seem to be more intelligent, creative. They seem to perform better on measurements of memory and cognitive processing speeds. And the obvious, they tend to be more open to new experiences, and they are more open to go after those new experiences. like I mentioned earlier, they are more willing to go outside the box to achieve anything, pretty much. But hopefully people have the type of lifestyle where they can work whatever schedule they want to work. But there are a lot of successful people known in the world that adopt this early morning rising. People like Bill McNabb, chairman of the Vanguard Group, gets up at 5 a.m. in the morning. Bob Ferguson, attorney general at Washington, wakes up at 5 a.m. Brad Field, a venture capitalist, wakes up anywhere between 5 and 9 a.m. in the morning. General Stanley McChrystal, former U.S. Army four-star general, wakes up at 4 a.m. and doesn't eat dinner. I'm sorry, and doesn't eat until dinner. That's a savage. Man's a savage. Melody Hobson, president of Ariel Investments, doesn't wake up until 4 a.m. Melody McCloskey, founder and CEO of Style Seat, trained herself to get up at 5:45 in the morning. The president of MIT gets up at 5 a.m. Scott Adams, creator of Dilbert, gets up at 4 a.m. Have you guys ever heard the phrase, early to bed, early to rise, makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise? Well, that, I didn't know where that came from. It came from Benjamin Franklin. That's right, Benjamin Franklin. And he would get up at 5 in the morning. And they also said that he would sleep in his clothes already, so that all he had to do was get up and go and get started with his day. I've done that a couple of times, to be honest. It's all about efficiency. That and brush your teeth and shave while you're in the shower, trying to kill multiple birds with one stone. Dwayne The Rock Johnson, I'm sure everybody knows about him. He's also a person that wakes up early. And not only that, I didn't know this, but he has an app that is geared for that such thing. I guess it's an alarm clock app, and he gives you a lot of motivational phrases and videos, and I believe it's a good idea, or it's a good thing. Now, to circle back to the baseball benefit that I mentioned earlier, there is results saying that games starting before 2 p.m., it is beneficial for the early morning risers, giving a batting average of .267 compared to .259 of the evening players. But for those players that are night owls, games starting after 8 p.m., the batting average seems to be even greater, going to .306 compared to the morning people whose batting average was .252. So to summarize, those players that got to play congruently with their chronotype, meaning night owls played at night, early birds played in the morning, and vice versa, regardless of the fact that night owls seem to have better batting averages, quite significantly better, to their early bird counterparts. So, just another statistic for you stat lovers out there to look at when doing your spreads. Now, a doctor by the name of Michael Bruce did a TED Talk about this subject, and he was mostly interested with the hormone aspect. But he made the conclusion that the hormones are, or they occur in different times in the person, depending on their chronotype, or I guess the time that they wake up and sleep. But what I found interesting is that he broke it down into different animals, since we like to use early birds for people that wake up early, hummingbirds for people that rise and with the sun and go down with the moon, and night owls for those that like to stay up late. And he took it a step further, or changed it and used different animals for different things. He stated, this is the list of the animals: lions, bears, wolves, and dolphins, which I found interesting. So he pretty much broke it down for lions are your CEOs, your presidents, your the company head that wakes up early in the morning, the one that probably sends out the emails before everybody is even awake. This is your early morning, get it done type A personality individuals, the lions. They are the ones that do a to-do list, a step-by-step, and follow that to-do list step-by-step. They go from A to B to C to D in order to accomplish whatever tasks they have for the morning. Now, the bears are the social glue, the people that get things done in the middle of the day, or they're the types that would get up in the morning and go to bed in the moon. They are the extroverts. They are the ones that they are the life of the party at a club, or the talkative types at work. They're the ones that pretty much what most of the population is. Now, of course, you got your wolves. Now, the wolves are obviously the night people. The night people. The night owls, or however you want to classify them. But they are the ones that, of course, stay up late at night. They are more intelligent, creative. But they are a little more introverted. They are also classified as more loyal people, and they are your art, your artists. They are the authors, your musicians, your actors, type of individuals. Now, they do make to-do lists, or step by step, but they might jump around. They might go, instead of going from A to B to C to D, or from 1 to 2 to 3, they might jump around from like A to D to Z to F. They're not good at, or they're not the types to do things in order. Now, for the dolphins, which I found was a pretty good, or an interesting characteristic, something that I didn't think about. He classifies the dolphins as your lions, but lions that have a little bit of anxiety or social anxiety in the world. They are the ones that might have OCD, or they might diagnose themselves incorrectly as having insomnia. And they might get prescribed sleeping pills, but in the long run, it doesn't help them, or it might cause them harm. Now, of course, he goes into detail, but like I've said, I'm going to use the stuff that stuck to me. He focused on the hormonal part, which is correlated with your chronotype, or the fact if you're an early bird or night owl type of thing. But he broke it down in he had several things. But for this talk, I'm going to focus on the exercise part. He said that for your lions, your best time to exercise is obviously in the morning. Preferably around 7 o'clock, 7 a.m. or 5 a.m., depending on how early you want to get up. But it's the best for fat burning. If you do it on an empty stomach, not completely empty, you must be hydrated, of course, drinking water. Bears are a little bit the same, except for they can have two times for exercise. For bears, the best time is around 7:30 or 12:30 or both. 7:30 is the best time for them because it's not too early and it's still on an empty stomach or hydrated. And it's more for fat burning, but for the 12:30 time, it may not necessarily be on an empty stomach, but it'll be more for performance instead of fat burning. So bears should have, or could have, two exercise regimens: one at 7:30 for fat loss. Then, of course, they can eat after that, and then do another run at 12:30. For performance, whether it be for distance or intensity, things like that. But he also stated that for bears, or anybody rather, if you wake up early, then if you don't do any exercise before 12, you're most likely not going to do it, which is the reason why I usually do my exercise as soon as I wake up. I made the conscious effort to get up every day at 3:30 in the morning. For those of you that follow me on Instagram, Eyon Health, EyeOnHealth, then you will know when I get up at 3:30 in the morning. It's more of an accountability for me that I'm always posting in my stories the time that I wake up. I even put like a goofy, you know, song to play at 3:30 in the morning. You know, it could be something from a video game to an old movie to a TV show, things like that. So make sure to follow me there to keep me accountable. But not only that, as soon as I wake up, I immediately start to do my stretches. After I roll out of bed, I have my coffee prepped. So I hit the switch to begin my coffee. And as I'm waiting, or maybe even before or after, I begin my stretches, which progressively get a little more difficult over time to warm my body up and to get my body ready to start doing some type of body weight exercise or or dumbbell exercises. It's mostly... my main priority is just for a back rehab, strengthening my back. So I tend to focus more on that. But then I do other things after that. And that goes on until I'm done. Maybe, well, you'll find out. You'll know. But that is the reason why I do that early in the morning. And he states that the reason why I do that is because if I wait to do exercise later on the day, I won't do it, and I get lazier throughout the day. So I like to be up early to get the most important things done out of the way. Now, in terms of for the dolphins, he states that exercise early in the morning, which is a little reason why I do it, is that exercise as soon as they wake up early in the morning, it helps the dolphins because it helps with their anxiety throughout the day, which is another reason why I like to do that. Because I am of the belief that for me, or maybe guys in general, I'm not sure, But for me, I find that when I don't do any type of physical activity, I can get pretty moody, or I have a lot of anxiety. I get very anxious, self-conscious, you know, things like that. So I make the effort to do that as soon as I wake up, you know, get my blood pumping, you know, early in the morning and get it all out of my system. And then I won't be in a bad mood or take it out on anybody throughout the day. So that is my reasoning behind that. And Dr. Michael Bruce as well. So there you go, guys. Whether you're a morning person, a night person, or a midday person, there are pros and cons to everything, to every one of those things. Now, there are ways to switch. Bruce states that we all experience the different chronotypes, which I believe to be true. Babies, when they're babies, they are more lions or lion type. They wake up early in the morning. They go to bed early at night. As they become teenagers, as I'm sure everybody has gone, I've been there, teenagers want to sleep later. They want to get up later. Go to sleep at 2 in the morning, wake up at 2 in the afternoon. I've been there. And as time progressively goes, Dr. Bruce states that when a person is an adult, around 18 or 20, for the next 20, 30 years after that, you're pretty much going to be the same chronotype or the same animal for that chunk of time. But once you reach your 50s, maybe earlier or later, you start to become more of the early birds, the ones to sleep early, your dinner early, and wake up early. And of course, in respects to his talk, it's going to have an effect on your hormones. So what times do you guys like to go to sleep? Huh? You guys like to get up early in the morning, or you guys like to sleep in and do your creative work at night? It's kind of, it would be kind of nice if you have the lifestyle where you can switch. I try to make the majority of my week early rising, and I give myself a pass one or two times a week where I sleep in a little bit late. But the funny part is, since I get up so early in the morning, me sleeping in a little bit later is still early in the morning, unless I go to sleep late. Fridays and Saturday nights, when I do my live stream on Podbean, you guys can check it out, podbean.com. Download the app or go to your desktop computer, and you can listen to me live at 7 p.m. So I would either, if I go to sleep later, then that means I'm going to give myself an extra couple of hours of sleep, which I would probably still get up maybe 7, 8 o'clock on a Saturday. You know what I'm saying? So it's still kind of early, but it's a good way to, you know, keep somewhat of a balance. And then Sunday, I might do the same, or I'll try and jot myself back into my schedule by getting up early Sunday morning. Maybe not be as intense with the exercise, but just get used to the schedule of getting up early and sucking it up and staying awake throughout the day on Sundays, just so I can get back on the schedule. So just a little bit about me. But yeah, guys, make sure to check me out on those live streams Fridays and Saturdays, 7 p.m. Check me out on my social medias, at The Ralph William on Twitter, Ion Health on Instagram, Mixcloud.com, called The Ralph William Podcast there. And let me know what you guys think about, are you an early riser or a night owl? Do you feel more creative at night? is there a way that you can get your boss to change your schedule around so that you can be more your chronotype? Let me know in the comments wherever you get your podcasts. Let me know or DM me in these in my social medias, and I'll get back to you. So, guys, it is Monday, or whenever you listen to this podcast. I hope you guys start your week great and get through the week with no issues, no problems. Bless you all. I appreciate you for clicking on this. Thank you very much to my listeners and my followers for getting me to the top of the rankings on Podbeam. Hopefully, I can repeat it. And thanks a lot very much for your time. I appreciate you. You guys take care. Peace.